Yet now, nearly four centuries later, we find ourselves in a challenging historical moment. How do we enlarge our graduates in a way that benefits others as well? Shepherd spoke of enlarging toward, as he put it, the country and the good of it. Are we succeeding in educating students oriented toward the betterment of others? Or have we all become so caught up in individual and personal achievements, opportunities, and appearances that we risk forgetting our interdependence, our responsibilities to one another and to the institutions meant to promote the common good? This is the era of the selfie and the selfie stick. Now, don't get me wrong, there's much to love about selfies. And 2 years ago, in my baccalaureate address, I concluded by urging the graduates to send such pictures along so that we could keep up with them in their post-Harvard lives. But think for a moment about the implications of a society that goes through life taking its own picture. That seems to me a quite literal embodiment of self-regarding, a term not often used as a compliment. In fact, Merriam-Webster Dictionary offers egocentric, narcissistic, and selfish as synonyms. We direct endless attention to ourselves, our image, our likes, just as we are encouraged and in fact encourage our students to burnish resumes and fill first college and then job or graduate school applications with endless lists of achievements, with examples, to borrow Shepherd's language, of constant enlargements of self. As one social commentator has observed, we are ceaselessly at work building our own brands. We spend time looking at screens instead of one another. Large portions of our lives are hardly experienced. They are curated, shared, Snapchatted, and Instagrammed, rendered as a kind of composite selfie.